the Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Have your say on 90333105 or tweet at U105 Radio.
A short time ago, we were talking about running the marathon, and yes, it has passed me by. I'll never be able to do it, but here's something I actually could do, and this is along a similar theme. It's about fundraising, and it's about walking, which is my, well, maybe it's because of the age I'm at, it's my favourite pastime. Claire Groves is an event fundraiser at the Northern Ireland Hospice. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Frank.
Now, this walk, there's a variety of different walks. Tell us about them.
Yes, so the hospice walk isn't just one walk. We have a choice of 10 great walks this year. 9 are taking place across various locations in Northern Ireland. And there's also a 10th option, which is the DIY walk. So the DIY walk can take place anywhere at any time. Last year, someone from Northern Ireland actually did the Camino de Santiago trail as their DIY walk.
That's a heck of a trek.
Yes, it certainly is. Yeah. But there's options for everyone.
So you could set off and do a walk from, say, a mountaintop in Donegal to a mountaintop in Sligo, but you get yourself sponsored, is that it?
That's it, exactly, yes.
But, and you go through hospice to do this?
Yes, that's a DIY walk then. We do have our 9 scheduled walks coming up. The first 3 are this weekend. We have Lagan Towpath, Belfast Castle and Larne Coastal Path.
So is the advice, don't go next or near the towpath this weekend because a load of people from the hospice are going to be clogging it
yes,
up.
Yes, you'll see them everywhere in their purple t-shirts.
And how important, because it was initially the first fundraiser, wasn't it, the charity walk?
Yes.
Everybody did a charity walk. And of course, then it moved and stretched to Strictly Come Dancing or people abseiling off the side of the Europa. That people wanted variety in fundraising. But amazingly, the charity walk is about as enjoyable a thing as you can possibly do. It's achievable for practically everyone.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Our walks range from 3 miles right through to 9 miles. So it really depends on how much time you have to give and your ability to walk. But it's for everyone, families, kids, dogs, couples, you know, retirees, everyone can get out there and walk.
You mentioned the 3 this weekend, Towpath, where's the other 2?
We have Towpath, the Belfast Castle and Larne.
Right, so the Belfast Castle one, is it, you don't have to go up Cave Hill, do you?
It's quite hilly, yes.
Yeah.
It's 3 miles uphill. We have Mae McFetridge there to encourage everybody.
To cut the tape.
We have face painting available as well if anybody wants to get their face painted. So there'll be lots going on at Belfast Castle. And yes, it's quite a short walk, but it's hilly at the same time.
Now, you say that the walking can range from 1.5 miles to 9 miles. Certainly says that on your brochure. This coming weekend, do you have the choice of doing 1.5 miles right through to 9 miles, or is each walk a specific distance on a specific date?
Yeah, that's it exactly. So on the 6th of May, we have Colin Glen, Forest Park and Carrickfergus. They're also both 2 different distances. On the 3rd of June, we have a Mourns Trek for those who fancy something more challenging. And then 10th of June, we have North Down Coastal Path, Brisheen Walk and Causeway Coastal Path.
So these ones on Saturday, are they a bit shorter?
They are, yes. Now, the Lagan Towpath is actually 8 miles, so that's long enough.
Yeah. So that is, that's practically the whole towpath.
It is, yeah.
Got you, because I'm glancing as you're talking and I'm looking at a map here at the same time, and people are hearing what you're saying and I'm not paying enough attention because you told me that right at the very beginning. Now, this is to remind us that on average, a hospice nurse walks 3 to 4 miles a shift, and the amount of walking that's done ward to ward to help the people who are in need of the fabulous care and attention that is given to them at the hospice.
That's it, exactly. The money raised through sponsorship with people doing the walks will really go to make a big difference for children and adults in Northern Ireland being cared for by the hospice, in the hospice building, and also out in the community.
And Ma gets involved in this too, doesn't she?
She does, yes. Olivia's been doing it for 21 years now, and she manages to get from Larne. She does start of the Larne walk, and then she'll also be at Belfast Castle, and she could even be at Lagan Towpath on Saturday, so she's in 3 places all at one time.
And good luck to everyone from Maud's Ice Cream, Royal Mail, Crichton's and Rosemount Homes, who are all helping to sponsor these this year.
That's it.
If people want to get involved, tell us how they do it.
Well, if anybody wants to actually do the walk on Saturday, just come along at 9:30 to Belfast Castle, Lagan Towpath or Larne. We'll get you signed up, registered and ready to walk. If anybody wants then to do the walks in May or June, they can telephone 0890 777 123 or visit nihospice.org to register.
You mentioned Lauren. Do you know exactly where? Where the exact location is?
I don't actually. I'm not familiar with that one.
We'll double check that and we'll tell people whereabouts in case they come into Lauren at the wrong side.
But yes, no, you wouldn't want to do that.
We'll double check that. Claire, great having you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thanks for coming by. There's something that we can all get involved in. The fun of walking for a very, very good cause indeed. Claire Groves, working with the hospice. Claire, I'm about to play a piece of music here and you will have no idea what it is. It brings me back till I was a lad. If I said to you the band Mud, would it mean anything at all to you?
I'm afraid it wouldn't, no.
If I played the tune, however, might it? Let me just give you a little bit of it.
You're putting me on the spot now.
But see, did you ever dance with your owl uncle at a wedding to this? Now, there'll be people my age who'll know exactly what the tune is. I'm gonna play this for you, just a little bit of it, and you can tell me what you think. Be honest with me.
I have heard it before, but it's not something I hear on a Saturday night in Belfast, I must be honest.
From the look of you, I think I know the sort of clubs you go to. You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, if I was out in Belfast, I probably would be hearing it. Claire, good meeting you, girl.
Thank you very much, Frank.
As trendy a fundraiser as you're likely to see, here is one.